Concours écrit comme 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 19. US wary as Chinese joins space race. China has picked 12 men with the right stuff to fulfill its ambition of putting an astronaut into space 4 decades after the United States and the former Soviet Union did so. The 12 men, all fighter pilots, were chosen from 2,000 elite candidates for their psychological qualities, according to Qin Wenbo, an official on China's secretive space program. In a rare glimpse inside the space program, a pro-Beijing newspaper in Hong Kong was given news of the selection to coincide with the successful landing last week of the Shenzhou 3 capsule, designed for manned spaceflight. The paper, Wen Wei Po, said the dozen shortlisted candidates joined celebrations to mark the completion of the flight after it parachuted to Earth in Inner Mongolia. Chinese leaders intend to put a man into orbit within 2 years if a fourth unmanned Shenzhou mission is successful. The last capsule carried dummy astronauts. President Jiang Zemin and other Communist Party leaders were on hand to applaud the launch of the Shenzhou 3. Glorifying the achievement as ample reflection of the socialist system's superiority, the president said it proved that the Chinese people were ambitious and able to stand tall among the peoples of the world. Like the 1960s American astronauts, immortalized in Tom Wolfe's book, The Right Stuff, China's first space explorer will become a role model and an example of courage and tenacity for the nation's youth. China's long march into space is far from being a mere exercise in prestige. American strategic planners will be monitoring the space program, which is operated by the military under a cloak of secrecy. Jiang has authorized a rapid expansion of space and missile development in an attempt to catch up with the military superiority of the United States. One newspaper last week described the Shenzhou 3 launch as evidence that China has already achieved an initial ability to use space for military purposes. The space program is seen by experts as a classic example of dual-use technology, able to be operated in peace and war. A recent report funded by the US Air Force and written by a former American diplomat in Beijing concluded that China aimed to revolutionize its military information technology by using space-based systems for surveillance and the development of new weapons such as lasers and microwaves. Official propaganda has made much of China's independent development of space technology, including Chinese space food, which can be consumed in one mouthful. However, Western experts believe that China has paid Russia for technical advice. In the 1990s, following the overwhelming display of American technology in the Gulf War, Chinese leaders ordered a crash expansion of its missile and space programs. Western intelligence agencies have made it a priority to find out details about the Chinese programs because they believe space and missile technology are interlinked with China's plans to upgrade its small nuclear arsenal. Fin du texte 19.